is a life-changing message by the Reverend Sam Crunchy Ankara.
I dedicate this message to my friend and brother, the Apostle Johnny Wally, who started preaching this last Sunday. And I just want to continue where he stopped last Sunday. He was talking about leaving a memorial. And he brought us a prophetic word. And the Lord said, we should not forget, we should not forget, we should not forget where he picked us from. Tell somebody sitting on your left and your right, don't forget where God has picked you from. Come on, talk to somebody. If you need to shout, shout. If you need to scream, scream. Because of the mask, you are worried. Tell somebody, don't forget. The foundation text is Joshua chapter number 4, verse 6 and 7, two verses. Joshua chapter number 4, verse 6 and 7. So, Israel had been brought on under a mighty hand of God after 430 years of slavery in Egypt.
Israel for every Muslim. I know what I'm saying.
They've crossed the Red Sea. They have defeated the Amalekites. They are now in Canaan to cross the Jordan into the land of inheritance.
Then
there was Jericho also waiting for them to defeat before they will possess. Today, I came here to prophesy to somebody. Anything standing in your way, spirit or human being, clap your hands and say, be removed.
Be removed.
Prophesy, say, I will get to my land of destination.
I will get to my land of destination.
Yeah. If money is standing before you, I remove the hurdle of money. If it's a human being, I remove it. If it's a curse, I break it. And if it is whatever that is standing in your way, Red Sea, Amalekites, Jordan, clap your hands, scream, go, go.
So they are now come
to the Jordan, and it was flowing over its brinks. I mean, and yet they must cross. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Anything that has exalted itself against the knowledge of God, clap your hands and say, pull down.
Pull down. And
the Lord said, Joshua, this is the way you are going to cross. The priest will lead carrying the ark of God.
And the radical say, Joshua says, say, and the money between I saw for the baby a kind, a kuta, a radiant, a 2 minute, a de kind.
And when they step into the water, let the others follow. They don't need GPS. They don't need any map. They should just follow the ark. The ark will be their GPS. The ark will be the way. I promise somebody here, when you follow the ark of the Holy Spirit, there is no way you miss your marriage. There is no way you miss your way. There is no way you miss your advertisers. Clap your hands and scream, I will not miss.
I will not miss.
Let the devil hear you shout again and say, I will not miss.
I will not miss.
Because I follow the Holy Ghost.
And this happened.
And you need to understand that Jordan, the word Dan means judgment. So Jordan is river of judgment. And the people of God must cross the river of judgment.
And
when you read the whole chapter, the Bible says, and when the water starts flowing, it will end at the spot of Adam. I think around verse number 16 thereabout. It will flow to the spot called
Adam.
So you are now wondering, river of judgment, and then Adam representing sin and death. So then you want to wonder, who is this ark that must go through the Jordan, cut the Jordan into two, so that the people of God will remove and collect the stones, which will become their memorial.
And to maybe upisa won say why any apamada kaya e won say ten so imu mienu e manya memetumtiamu e yabo e de be kai dum yi.
So quickly you start smelling Jesus Christ somewhere along the equation.
So
the priesthood representing the church carrying the ark, who is Jesus, will have to step into the Jordan, the river of judgment, the river that wants to kill them, the river that wants to swallow them. But when Jesus enters into the judgment, the water will have to flow back to Adam, which is Adam representing death. So God is telling Jordan,
Jordan,
this day,
another day,
your power of judgment I take away from you. Your power to kill and to destroy, I take it away from you. Because Jesus, my son, is coming. And when he enters into the Jordan, the Jordan will have to part into two. And the people will have to cross. Number one, firstly, they will have to pick stones from inside the river. What stones that you cannot see? Stones covered by the river Jordan, the river of judgment. They will pick them. Then they will pick a second group of stones. After the sea is the river is divided. And then they get to the banks, they will see the stones and pick them. The first stones under the water represents the death and burial of Jesus. And then the ones they will see with their eyes after the cross represents his resurrection. Ladies and gentlemen, I said, when you read the Old Testament, you will smell the shadow of Jesus somewhere hanging around the area. God does not do anything except he establishes an order, a blueprint, a revelation of what he intends to do. As you sit here right now, I can look at you and tell you there are a lot of things happening in your life that are indication of where God is taking you. But sometimes your eyes are just shut. Your ears are shut. You cannot hear. You cannot see. Today, I cause God to open your eyes and I cause God to open your ears. Somebody, if I were you, I would rise up and I'll walk and say, I'm going somewhere. I'm going somewhere. If I were you, I'll rise up and walk and tell the devil and scream, I'm going somewhere.
I'm going somewhere. Shout yes. baby.
I feel I want God wants you to pray this miracle. Are you ready to pray this miracle?
Yes.
Clap your hands and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
To see Jesus.
To see Jesus.
Again.
Again.
Shout yes.
Yes.
Now
when you see the priest carrying the ark and they step into the water, Joshua asked everybody to follow them.
So what's a phone I agree? Pamada cano, no me tell your damper. Joshua, many padomni nara and you were
they followed.
What must the
miracle has happened? And God tells them in verse number 6 and 7 that this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, say, what do these stones mean to you? Verse number 7. Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it crossed over the Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. Every memorial is contained in three things. Three things are contained in every memorial. Your children shall ask, what do these stones mean? It shall be a memorial that the Lord crossed this Jordan when the ark of God, the shadow of Christ, cross this Jordan, and that day the Jordan was cut off.
Now, Mumma Bisa, Makacha was there. A boy, Edna, Radi said, Senior, yeah, say Radi, Edna to me, and I say, Apamada cano, Apai Yoda Mumbianu, Emma yet to me, and I say, Israel for you now, et me femu, when is Centenia, and Radi Edema Israel.
Oh, and a river in front of you, clap your hands and say, cut into two,
cut into two,
cut,
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 cut.
And so be a rabbit when Nimuno, Niawakan said, and Radi to Mimu, Sansomum Pai Mianu.
Every memorial, number one, has history.
And Kaidum Biara Ewa Bakwasam
history.
Abakwasam.
Number two, every memorial has a deliverance story. Deliverance story.
And Kaidum Biara Ewa Ochia Asambi Patahon.
Number three, every memorial has promises fulfilled. Promises fulfilled. This shall be a memorial. So I now can picture an old Israelite who was in the contingent of those who crossed the Jordan.
And every day
this old man would tell his children, 8 of them, follow me. We are going to the place where we have the stone as memorial, we are going to worship God.
And the Akokrebe Katan and Anum say, and Anum Meme, and Menanan Mundi Meti, Nayanko Baby Abuin Nawa, Ayan Kaidumi, Nayanko Sari and Rade.
And I can hear the children asking because Joshua says, a time is coming, your children will ask. They will ask questions. So you can trust that the children are just not following the old man. Papa, why can't we worship God anywhere? Why must we come to every time where these 12 stones are here, Papa? God is everywhere now. Papa, we can worship God. Papa said, follow me. You children, you don't understand. Follow me. Follow me. And then they get to the heap of stones, and Papa sits down, and then he says, children, sit down. I will tell you something. See, every memorial has history and deliverance. A story of deliverance. And every memorial has a fulfilled promise or prophecy. Some many years ago, we were slaves in a certain country called Egypt. And the old man started telling the children. And the people made us, they dehumanized us, my children. We build for them high-rise buildings. They paid us nothing. When we were tired and were resting and having lunch, they beat us to continue to work. We suffered for many years, children.
Amen.
How are you feeling? Then arose a certain man called Moses. He comes and he says, God has sent him to bring us out of this land of slavery. Children, that was the beginning of our troubles when Moses showed up. Pharaoh, the king, said, who is this God who has asked you to come out of Egypt? Where are you going? Children, this Pharaoh punished us and increased our labor. We cried. We were angry with this Moses and said, Moses, why have you brought us this trouble? What do these stones mean? Yeah. Children, they remind us of our history. They remind us of our past. These stones remind us where God is bringing us from.
Abuyi ekaye mbebi ayabre abuyi amye kai mizrim asase so abuyi amye kai sene urade achi yen edi fri kwaso mu edi beyen bedu bebi ayabedu yi.
But the stones also remind us of the great deliverance that our God brought to us. Suddenly we heard cries in the land of Egypt. Everybody was crying.
Yamuan yete se mizrim fo nyara esu.
And then we asked, what had happened?
And your business said, there are some nasty.
They said the Nile had turned into blood. And the blood of the Nile River had flown all over the land, and the land is filled with blood. Blood? What? We haven't heard this. We haven't seen it this before. And then we asked, what happened? They said, this same Moses, he stood at the banks of the Nile and said, may this Nile turn into blood. May all the fishes in this Nile die. This Nile will never water your gardens and your farms anymore. And it was so. And then there was a cabinet meeting. And the Pharaoh sent for Moses.
He
said, Moses, what do you want? He said, let my people go so that they will worship God. They said, get out from my face. Then we heard again, frogs have filled the land. And then we said, frogs, we are not expecting frogs because the frog is the fertility god of the Egyptians. And that anybody who wanted a child to bear a child will have to talk to a certain frog dog. Anybody who wanted to prosper will have to talk to a frog god. Now frogs have come to the land. Then he said, what happened? He said, this is Moses again. He stretched forth a certain rod. And the frogs started coming from everywhere. They said Pharaoh was calling him. He goes to Pharaoh. What do you want from me, Moses? The people of God must go into their inheritance. Pharaoh drove him out.
Said,
get out of my face. You are going nowhere. Then we heard fire coming from heaven, burning farms. Then the next, we heard, we saw locusts.
Locusts
invade the land. Every house, every farm, everywhere. Every memorial has history and deliverance. What do you tell your children? Have you told your children your story? Then the next we heard,
Darkness had fallen over the whole of Egypt. Nobody was going nowhere. But where we were children, where we were in Goshen, there was light.
Pharaoh
sent for our Moses again.
Pharaoh's my friend, Moses.
Moses, what do you want from me?
Moses, then I'll pay free and change.
We want deliverance. We want liberty. We want to leave your land. Get out. The next time you see my face again, you will die. Moses said, yes, sir. I'm even tired of always coming into your presence and going back and forth. I'm tired, sir. So if you have prophesied that this is my last meeting with you, then so be it. Thank you, sir. I will not see your face again. My children that we heard crying, people screaming, my son, my firstborn, my animal are dying. And then people pick their children, dead children, running to the palace to go and talk to Pharaoh that this is not normal. House to house to house, firstborns were dying. Pharaoh, why? When they got to the palace, Pharaoh himself was also carrying his firstborn and was also crying. He said, you are coming to me for solution. Me, myself, I'm looking for solution. There was mourning and crying and wailing in Egypt. Because a mighty God is bringing deliverance to his people. Today I prophesy. If they have to lose their firstborns for you to be delivered, so be it. If they have to lose their money for you to be delivered, so be it. Whatever they have to lose for the children of God, for Ghana to be free, I prophesy on this altar. May they lose whatever. Some people will have to lose positions so that this nation and Africa will be free. So let it be according to the word of the prophet. Oh Jesus. Then in that night, children, our Moses told us to kill a lamb and put the blood of the lamb on our lintels and our doorposts. We did. And we were shocked, children, that in the houses where the blood was marked, nobody died in the house. And children, you know what? God was giving a message 400 years later. 4,000 years later, about the blood of his son Jesus that will come to redeem the world from death, from curse, and from slavery. Isn't God a wonderful God? Isn't God a God of objectivity and plan? Isn't God a God of future? Isn't the God who knows the end from the beginning? That's the God you serve. That's the God you serve. And children, remember, I've told you every moment that these stones that you see there have a past story, which is slavery and pain. And it is also the stone that reminds us of the great deliverance from the land of slavery. Don't forget. And don't forget the third one, children, that I told you. I told you also, children, that every memorial also have prophecies or promises fulfilled in them. Don't forget, children, I told you that. So why was God doing all these children? Because God promised our father Abraham that the land in which we shall be slaves, he will visit that land with judgment, and he will deliver us with a strong and a mighty hand. So what was happening was the fulfillment of the promise of God. You think God has forgotten about his promise? Oh! Man forgets, but not this mighty God. He does not. Kofi, you need to teach me this song. The tree is heavy, but it's one of my best. Onyami wuna wuntu nko na wuna ye bla 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 bla. Dabia wuyo nyami, dabia wuyo. Can you give me that prophecy? I love it.
Ojuma mi wawa pepre.
Ojuma.
Onyami wodi oyo nyami wai. Dabia wuyo nyami. Inti na wunsi sana wunda.
Jesus. At the mention of the name Jesus, let every knee bow, every spirit and every power. Somebody clap your hands and say, Jesus.
Jesus.
We are ministering prophecies to you.
Why cry? No, it seems that you would seem so queer. Why cry? Okay, see. I got to be a soul. Why cry? No, bet me a Tory, send me a Wotoria. And Utira did your company. What's the nothing in a better?
Why?
And to your name, Oqua.
Papa,
Papa,
now we know why you bring us to this memorial.
Because
we are wondering your old age every day, every month, every half year, every year. We should go. We are going to celebrate the Lord's Passover, week of the altar, week of the altar, convention of saints, convention of saints. Church Friday, Church Friday, Royal Ladies come. Ra WMG Aday. Oh, you are establishing a memorial for generations. Increase that clap offering. Let me know that you are receiving my message. Get ready. Your children will ask you the following questions. Get ready.
If you are glad or maybe besides handsome, you may be self-sensitive. Say,
your children will ask you,
or maybe besides,
Papa,
again,
how was your past like when you were growing?
Embra no winning, Raja, no a bravo at the same.
Your children will ask you, Mama, you said Dada left you when we were little. What did you do to Daddy? Why did Daddy reject you? What did you do? Mama, how were you able to raise us? Your children will ask you, what does these stones mean? Your children will ask you, Daddy, so how did you pay your school fees when there was no money at home and you said they drove you out of the school for your fees? How did you make it, Daddy? I heard that there was scholarship foundation in Royal House Chapel. So I attended an interview with Mama Rita. When I went, there was a panel of three people. My mother was with me. You should see the clothes and the wretched dress that my mother was dressed at that time. When we went there, Mama Rita received us. I walked out of the office and my school fees was paid. And they paid my school fees. They paid my school fees. Your children will ask you. We are doing the rehearsal here right now. Your children will ask you. Now the most emotional question is coming. I left Mama Rita's office. My school fees had been paid. And I finished university. My fees paid. So Papa, why then did you stop the church that paid your school fees? Oh, you didn't make them think. You know, around this time, I want them to think. Is that the memorial you are leaving for your children? If you are outside, you are listening to me. Shame on you. You don't have a story. You don't have a memorial. You can't answer the questions your children will ask you. If the church paid your school fees, Papa, you are now working. Why didn't you join them? Why didn't you contribute so that you too, your money will take care of other people? Have they stopped the scholarship? No. They are still giving scholarships. Papa, your children will ask you, what do these stones mean? I've been into meetings preaching outside Royal House Chapel. And I've seen people that we use our hard-earned offering, the money that should have completed Oil Dome, we used it to pay their school fees. And whilst I am sitting in the meeting, they will never even come to say, Apostle, you are welcome, and greet me. They will never. They will pretend they haven't seen me. They have destroyed their memorial already. They will have no memorial from the teachings of the Word of God. So, when I'm crying out of pain, this is my comfort. The Lord tells me, vengeance is mine, my son. Leave them. Their children will ask them one day, who paid your school fees? If they lie, if they like, they should lie to their children. If they like, they should tell them the truth. And their children will ask them follow-up questions. Those of you who have benefited education from us and you are still here, let me tell you this and let it go inside your heart once and for all. It was not easy to pay your school fees. It was not easy. It was sacrifice. When we had to pay your school fees, we stopped all forms of payment, including building, including salaries, just to make sure that you were not driven for school fees like I was. You think it's easy? And then I keep telling you, even if you think the money is not Apostle Junior's money, but it is church money, you should know that it was the Apostle Junior who took the decision that the church money must be used to pay your school fees. So don't make a mistake. Sometimes we will stop our projects just because we do not want our children to be driven home for school fees, like some of us experience. What do these stones mean? Your children will ask. Your children will ask you, so, Mama, Papa, how did you finally get saved? How were you saved? Who introduced you to Christ? Who introduced you to the altar that you are worshiping on? How did you get saved? Why? It was a good Samaritan, a certain lady who brought me to the church. So where is the lady now? She stopped.
Wejaya, sorry.
And so, Mama, what are you doing for that person? Have you also gone to look for her? Have you prayed? Have you made the effort? Because she has brought you into salvation and she is backsliding. And Mama, what are you doing for her? What are you doing for him? Mama, how did you get saved? Papa, how did you get saved? I heard the voice of a man preaching on radio. On TV.
On television.
His name is Sam Crunchy Ankara. I followed the voice. And I went. And I met my God. Under his feet. You heard him preaching. So, Mama, what do you do to support? Is he still preaching on radio?
Yes, he
does. On TV?
On television, so.
Yes, it does. On social media?
Yes, it
does. So, Mama, how much do you give to support the preaching of this man on radio because you benefited from that voice? Mama, do you pay your tithe? Dada, when they call for tithe people, and I hardly see you going forward, Dada. Please, Dada, you need to support the means that brought you the salvation. You need to give to support it.
Eja any na enti sa papa ya oka na so se wote ni ni oda so aka se no aka chese ha ni oda so aka e wo television so ha e na krampo de wa kose abafun fidie nyina wote ni nka so enti de na wo ya de bo ano sika be na wo de bo ano afarebo de na wo de bo ano enti so du be e na wutia e de abo na dwumedie no obebi sa sem nyina ra ne bo modie ana ka no kre fe yi na no
mama, where do you say you and daddy, your marriage was blessed?
Mama, only your papa, if I share my warrior, so
a certain church called Royal House Chapel.
So for your friend, Royal House, I want you to share your warrior. So,
Mama, that why are we not there anymore? It's a long story, I'll tell you later.
Well, someone who would actually make a channel.
Your memorial is shattered, it's shattered, it's destroyed. Because you can't answer your child, your children. Why the place where your marriage was blessed? Why did you walk up? Why did you walk up on them? If you answer them, here's the follow-up question. Mama, what was it that they did that you couldn't forgive? Daddy, what was it? If they could bless your marriage, they could give you counseling. It means there are people who love. So why couldn't you just forgive? What do these stones mean?
And went to me and found Tawamo and Colonel Baby sending in Ara. Now, on Kaidum, I want him found on Kaidum, a Bayrao, and I saw Bekai near a Radi Aye Amawana.
Mama, I've been seeing the photograph of me as a baby, and I saw somebody laying hands upon me. Who is that person?
Mama, who said Miyakodana, yet the Miyakuchina saw them obedient in Satum's one and in Sadamizuno.
Is one of the pastors of our former church.
Oh, I saw any accord that I know. I saw for the back. No.
What church is that?
I saw the bank.
Royal House.
Royal House, sir.
So, Mama, that's where we were dedicated.
I want no more. And you two years, sir.
Mama, in the school, all the teachers say I'm very intelligent, I'm very clever. Don't you think that the altar that dedicated me is the reason why I'm doing so well? Why did you take us out of that church, Mama? Why?
Yeah, can't say me ni madia me. Na unyi ni se baabi a ye yi mi, e se urade se honum na ye. Ade na uyi ye free honum agya, e na agen e na ye ni obi
um. Your children will ask, what do these stones mean?
O ma baby saw. Ni e bisa obi um se, sa abuo ye guwe, e ya abuo ben. En trasie e ne de ohe.
What betides you if you lie unto your children? You have added fire. Kerosene to the fire which is already burning. To lie to your children, you have introduced the spirit of lies. Your children will lie for the rest of their lives because you told them lies. If you tell them the truth, they will ask you follow-up questions and they will harass you. They will let you know that they are sharp and they are intelligent. And God will use the mouth of little babes to sing praise. You better listen to your children. I was very little, and it was a weekday. Everybody had gone to work, and my mother was sleeping my little sister, our last born, who maybe I think 50 something years right now. I think she couldn't sleep in the room because the room was hot. So my mother brought her out, and she was sleeping on the what we call porch or veranda, and she was sleeping. And I was playing on the compound there, and my mother was inside the room. Then a lanky, ugly, hungry-looking dog appeared from the bush, in the nearby bush. It was a homeless dog. Lived only in the bush. And then the dog was tiptoeing closer to my little sister where she was sleeping as a baby. Then my mother came from the room. Then my mother threatened the dog. Hey! The dog will never move. Hey! The dog will never move. The dog was just looking. It's a dog that lived in the bush, and the dog is used to eating flesh. Rats, lizards, anything. That's how the dog lived. And, you know, so flesh. And if that dog beat you can determine the amount of rabies and poison that dog will inject into your body. You will die immediately. Yes. And a homeless dog, wretched, ugly looking, was standing and was tiptoeing towards my little sister. Then my mother screamed, and the dog will never go. I was so little, I didn't know what help I could give. So my mother then decided this is life and death. The picture came to my memory this dawn like something, and I started crying. Oh, every memorial has history, deliverance, and promises fulfilled. Don't forget the teachings. Then my mother, she was still to the dog. Hey! Then she was moving towards my sister. Hey! To the dog. And there was more. Then my mother grabbed the hand or the leg of my sister. Oh! Pull me into the room. Then my mother started screaming again. Then a young man from the next neighborhood came and saw the dog and took huge sticks, whipped them, threw at the dog. The dog ran into the bush. For as long as we remained in that house, I never saw that dog again. Just one time visit on assignment, but God prevailed. If she has not been told that story and she's in the service, she's hearing it today. This is enough to push her to love God and to serve God. Why would you forget the things God has done for you? Why would you forget his mercies? Why would you forget the history of the past? Your pain, where God took you from? Why? Where are you trying to destroy your memorial? Please don't. there are people who have already shattered and destroyed their memorial. Trust me. Trust me.
Enti oji awrade dia bro emrebro hu na ode ahunu adum ode adum we ade na wiye yafi ade na wiye yafi ni awrade ayama wo nyina afi se ebe si anayi ni ayama wi onua ema wiye fi de biara da ema wiye fi ni awrade ayama wo.
One day I met a mother on the compound. She was working with a miracle son. A miracle son because that boy almost died. Mm-hmm. And then by prayer and intervention, some way, somehow, the Lord reversed the situation. The boy is alive. And so, and he happens to be, I think, the only son. Not Reverend Julie. This is another one. And so I saw them walking. And then, like I do on the compound, I try to say hello to everybody, the children. I'll give them five and then say, "Mommy, how are you?" Then when I said, "Is that your son?" He says, "Yes, yes, Apostle." I said, "Wow." And I told her, I asked the son, "Has your mother told you that you're a miracle child?" Then she looked in, he looked into the face of the mother. He said, "No." I said to the mother, "Why? Your child must know his story. Do you know what that story would do to him?" That day I was so sad. So sad. I said, "These are the people who discourage me for praying for miracles. These are the people. You pray for miracles, they don't even appreciate it." If she's listening to me and you are here, you haven't told your children your story, tell them. Tell them where God picked you. Tell them the grace of God that has been with you this far. Tell them the message of God on this altar. Tell them it's a memorial. Tell them. Tell them.
I will force a backwards be a ha. I was a catcher, ma. But what in a catcher? Near say a queer rather fast or a two, a queer rather fast or a do Bahanum, a queer rather fast or not do a bit of baby or do a bit. But what in a catcher, ma, as I say, and kaidum, a young kaidum, a young kaidum, as I say, maybe so say, a day, let's say, Missan, what to me, you, Mano, Momo, and Kai.
The book I have in my hand is AG is 60, The Legacy of a Father. And the journey and legacy of a father. I discovered at dawn today when I was scribbling through these pages, I said, "Oh, I've done myself a lot of disfavor. Mama Angie, the book is loaded with inspiring stories that will captivate your spirit and your heart." It was there that I saw, so Reverend Isuda Nama sent me a message. Oh, so Ajina Sari sent me. So this person. I said, "Wow." I've run out of time. Let me read. And if you have a copy, go back. This is testimonial. This is memorial. And if you haven't got a copy, I wanted to place order. I don't know whether we have some copies now, but if they must print some for you, please get this. This is somebody's memorial, somebody's song. Here's what my son, Pastor Papa, wrote in part. I'm just quoting a small portion. A small portion. Happy 60th birthday, Daddy. What a milestone. What a blessing it has been to witness your private and public life from a first-hand view. When I look back on the story of how God picked you, raised you, and has used you, it is nothing short of being biblically poetic. Then he wrote, "I pray to meet and perhaps surpass the standard you have set. However, if at my 60th birthday I have achieved just half
just half of what you have, I would be glad at the impact I have made. On this occasion of your Diamond Jubilee, I give you this assurance. We will not remove the ancient landmarks you have set, the path you have set, you have set us on. We shall continue to journey. We shall run with the torch that has been passed and ensure it never goes dim. This is what a child is saying to his father. I like what my last born wrote. She was 18 years at the time. She was 18. She says, I have watched you emulate Jesus Christ in both major and minor ways, such as simply saying thank you to staff and treating the least person with dignity, or not being a misogynistic patriarch who treats mother like a second-class citizen, but as a partner, as it should be. And that, I must say, moves me more than him declaring a word that causes a woman to have twins after 2 decades of barrenness. And that is why I wake up every Sunday. And that is why I wake up on Sunday morning and take a bus, train, and tram to get to Royal House Chapel Mission in Birmingham to worship a God, my father, to worship the God my father did not shove down my throat, but one I saw through him simply existing. This is what my last born wrote in part. Guess what my first born wrote? The older I get, the more I realize how important it is to have a father like you. A father who provides stability, guidance, and leadership. A father who teaches so much without necessarily saying a word. A father whose influence shapes in lasting ways. This is my firstborn. Here's what a new Mrs. Ruth. You have not only been a great father to me, but to many others. You are a colossal gift to humanity, and I've had to come to terms with sharing you with others. You have really touched lives and continue to do so. With your wisdom, compassionate heart, and prophetic insight, you stand tall among fathers. And many more want to be sons. Well, and also daughters. Just in part. I've just read excerpts of memorial testimonials of an impact a father has made on children. Your children will ask you, what do these stones mean? My son Papa says, I pray that I will be able to surpass your work. But if I am unable
And at 60, I've even done half of your assignment. I will consider myself a success. I cried. And I said, God should help that young man, that his heart desire will come to pass.
Sofa papa asemnie me papa ne waye nyina me hu na nka me de makomo mi se nka metumi aye abro ne waye ne so na so se me di mfia di osia se ne awedi samre mu na metumi ye ne waye mu fampa me hu mense ampara metumi aye biribi e wa abrabom.
Let me close this service. I'll close with a very popular wisdom quote from one of my books. The battle of the sons are won on the altars of the fathers. Quote, the battles of the sons are won on the altars of the fathers. Close the quote. Let me add a second phase to this quote. A second phase. The future of the children is laid in the covenant of the fathers. Unquote. The future of the children is laid in the covenant of the fathers. Write it. Start thinking about them. Jacob taught me a lesson in chapter 31 of Genesis and verse number 42.
31
and 42. Jacob taught me a lesson. He had been a slave in the house of Laban for 20 years.
Jacob,
and remember, every memorial has a promise fulfilled. And there was a prophecy upon his head that he will return to his father's land, and the place where he had encounter with God, he will build a house, and it shall be called Bethel, the house of God. Today, I invoke every prophecy upon your head, and every delayed prophecy, may the Lord accelerate the prophecy to performance. You didn't respond, so I know I'm not talking to you. I'm going to prophesy again. Clap your hands and speak in the name of Jesus. Every prophecy
upon my life,
fulfill.
And that day, and come share some beer at the Mitrisono, and Radiae.
Shout a big amen. Let me know you are with me here this morning.
Amen.
Jacob left with his two wives, his belongings, his cattle, his sheep, his reward, his blessings, everything. And he was on his journey back to Bethel, the house of God, the land of promise. Unknown to him, Laban and his men were pursuing to come and do him harm. What harm was he? He will take his daughters, take his grandchildren, take his sheep and cattle, and if Jacob resisted, he will kill him. That was the plan of Jacob, the plan of Laban.
And now Jacob, him say, "Nasi, ene ni wafa. Aye Laban, ede asuna fodi neti. E baba jine mami enu. E baba jine nana anum. Ati ninyo ene ni point in Wayna, Nessa Jacob, Adia Bimpa, what to me, Akunu Akau, Nayakob, and Nims Adia.
As you sit here now, minding your business, any person who is planning evil against you, clap your hands and scream, backfire!
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 Utia wodi who was ready, I would ya win me, or be Pierre or do one jim bonny, or be Pierre of one pamino, Sapamino, and Bamuda Biarata.
Shut yes.
Yes. Yes.
Suddenly on the third day, Laban shows up. He said, why have you stolen my gods? Why have you taken my children? He didn't tell me. Do you know that I can harm you, Jacob? Do you know? If I instruct my men right now, your blood will spill on the ground. Jacob was angry.
Now Jacob,
why are you harassing me, uncle? Why?
And he said then, or how much you say?
These 20 years you have cheated me and manipulated me.
If you do not many one with 10, and she still one of your me.
Then he shoots a revelation.
And oh yeah, this and be Eddie.
If the God of my father Abraham had not been with me, and if the fear of Isaac was not with me, you would have let me go empty-handed. But God appeared to you last night and jumped between you and me and rebuked you and warned you against me. Why, uncle? But for the God of my father Abraham, the covenant of my father Abraham, the altar of my father Abraham, the fear of Isaac, in other words, the fear of Isaac, the honor that Isaac gave to the covenant. Think about it. Abraham was not Jacob's father. Abraham was Jacob's grandfather. But in that text, Jacob never referred to Abraham as grandfather. He said, if it had not been the God of my father, when you are connecting your children to the altar, it is no longer your altar. It is the altar of Apostle General Sam Crunchy Ankara. That's what you should know. You don't own the children. Your children have direct access to the altar. But what your children depend upon is your fear for the altar, your respect for the altar. If it had not been for the fear of Isaac, my direct father, you would have sent me empty-handed. Can you start fearing the altar of your father from today so that your children will be directly connected? Honor the altar, honor the covenant, honor it, fear it. You are Isaac, your children are Jacob, but in time of trouble and in time of danger, they will have to be connected to the original covenant that has brought you where you are. If you didn't bring your children to Week of the Altar this January, next coming January, I want to see all your children at the altar. I want to see families praying on this altar. If your children don't come to Shakers and Movers, you better tell them the story. You better do. You better do.
Jacob, I catch a Laban say, Sankanya Pama, Major Abraham, any Yankopan war, any who were Isaac, Major Mua, and Kawudia, Niopasa, Yaman Sanka, Yami Pony, Nansu, Major Abraham, Apamunti, and the Hua. And why is it and no, and I do a bit of a say. Never rather than you watch now, sir, would you be Bonia? Never told no yet. On ye, so Chau Ba, sir, Afarmuka, why? Aya, Apostle General Afarmuka, no mum, would not bet any was aha, and a formuka, and you have been Bino, who bedu no, and unye, now Bano Abba, Ubano Ba, and so Bia, Webedru, and I said, Niamu, Webedu, Bia Beduno, not in Wamba. So we call the other, and Jabuni, or Mamma, and Nanya, if you have a Mamma, I fear a bay, but more than a chauma, a pama, and you have been to baby, a webedui, and no, any sa, a formuke, Fawon, a brasso, Nebusiani, a busia, or you didn't know Kuninu, a mumma, and bra for mukeso, and the bumpy, and just I yummy.
Your children at the student university campuses who don't go to Rosa, they are dishonoring you and dishonoring your God and your altar. They are disconnecting themselves. In the day that Laban will rise against them, there will be no altar to speak and there will be no altar to protect them. You better tell your children. They should look for your God. Where your God is represented at the university campus.
Oh, mommy, mother, I go to church. Who said I don't go to church?
Nonsense. They don't go to any church. They go to the church of your altar. Where you have your history, your deliverance, and where you have the prophecies and promise upon your head. That's where your children go to. Otherwise, the children of Israel could worship anywhere. But God said, no. When they worship here and they ask, what do these stones mean? You should have something to tell them.
And case of Fubitimian and Pebia, no master of Munyamin and Sir Radis Debi, for one brassa, Abuehu, no maybe Sasa, Abu Beni, now Abaco Sampiaraho, and your Gia Pierahono, what to me, I can't trouble, or my was Cupomono, Momo Moko Rosa, now on Bissan Samoa, Munyamakura, and whoever do Bebia Webeduno, now I can walk across them, Edia Chamo, and your Gia, and Radia Bravo, and his uncle Anni Nara.
King Hezekiah had skin cancer.
King Hezekiah and a yare kokram yare aponi,
and he was dying.
Owo and atunu so bewu.
Then Isaiah, God sent to Isaiah to tell him he is going to die. He will not survive the cancer.
And the Rajasuma, Isaiah, a conscience so can tell say, "Sai yare aponi dia e owo yare."
As Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and began to cry to seek the face of God.
He said,
God, I've done some mistakes in life, yes.
But I've
done some good things also.
Remember
my sacrifices. My tears.
And the
things that I have
done.
Remember
those.
And deliver me from this cancer.
Isaiah
was going, God said, go back.
Go and
tell him.
I
have heard his cry.
I
have seen his
tears.
But more than the cry and the
tears, the
reason I will heal him
is
because of his great grandfather David.
David,
the covenant that I have with David. Because of his connection to the covenant. I will heal him. I will deliver him. The battles of the sons are won on the altars of the fathers. And the future of the children is laid, is established in the covenant of the fathers. If it had not been for the God of my father Abraham, Jacob, the grandchild is speaking, but also the fear of Isaac to the covenant,
Emadi enkunim ewe janum aforemukaso. Na emanisu di omuda atidiye, ye de tuso, ema apamo e janum ewo, Jacob si, senkenye meja, Abraham, eni sura, mi papa Isaac, ewa masa apamo ya, enka uleban,
Exodus chapter 12, verse 25 and 27. Exodus chapter 12, put it on the screen. 25 to 27. The final deliverance was coming to Israel. 430 years of slavery was coming to an end.
And And before
the deliverance, God was giving them instructions.
It will
come to pass when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, just as he promised that he shall keep that the Lord, just as he promised that you shall keep this service, you shall keep this ceremonial, you shall keep this ceremony, and it shall be when your children say to you, what do you mean by this service, that you shall say, it is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our households. So the people bowed down their heads and they worshipped. They worshipped.
Enti nia urade ayama yen no kase de be na urade ayama no wa chese urade na de na basa enti yen free mishim na ma chere no ne sankola ne tiase a wo mo de osori e be ma sa anyame.
Mommy, why do you always drag us to the altar when we come to church?
Your children will
ask. Mommy, so what has been your contribution to this church that has been a blessing to us?
Mommy, it did happen why I'm sorry I cost one answer this sorry this rabbi. Then why you are sorry?
So mommy, what have you done for this Jesus, who died and shed his blood for you and saved you when everybody rejected you, when you were in misery and pain? What have you done for Jesus? Your children will ask you.
Mammy, today no one ya must have Christo ya. Until we feast, if you put him, then no one may have Christo ya. Until we day, and why am I, Oma and the baby sounds asking me.
Your children will ask you, Mama, the other time when they made altar call for sacrifices, I saw you going forward.
Mammy, then I have friends say you have been for what you have been brought up with Radiant. Me who said, what sorry, I will be.
Have you settled your matter with God?
Sasikano, and what you are, and I saw the umbrella Radi.
Why are you destroying your memorial? Why? Why? Why?
And then Kaiduma wanna walk as a who says and Kaidumi.
Your children will ask you, what do these stones mean?
Oh, my baby self says, and I abuobey any.
You have one of two choices.
Either
you tell them the truth and establish them in the memorial, or you can lie to them and bring curses upon your generation. It shall be a memorial to you and your children, and the time will come and your children will ask you, they will ask you that, Mama, tell me your story, tell me your history, tell me your past, tell me what deliverance God has done for you, Mama. Tell me, what is your testimony, Daddy? They will ask you.
Ebe yan kai dumbi na obebi bisa o. Uma bisa se eja ni na yeden, yeden na ofi fa na obedru hei. Yeden na obedru bebi obedru. Ewurade ayeden ma ona se dia ben na ofemu. Uma ebe bisa o da kru bi, wo mu be bisa o. Eye bisa se ma mo de bebe wanim.
Wa she mi bode. Oh Jesus, Mitriwa, Mitriwa, Kasi, we are just saying that we are committing our lives to Jesus today. We will serve the Lord. I and my house will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. Because salvation and deliverance, prophecy fulfillment and healing all come in the name of the Lord. Oh, I sense healing all over this place today. I sense restoration all over this place. I sense somebody coming closer to Jesus again. Wash me body. Cemetery. He's a solid rock. When we lean upon Jesus, we are okay. When we lean on the altar, we are safe. Where is your memorial? Why are you destroying your memorial? Today, why don't you make a commitment and say, Lord, I have sinned against you. Give me another chance that I am my house and my children. Salvation and deliverance is part of your story. And your
holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world.
It is our fervent prayer that this message will have an effect on your life and will lead you to the place where you belong. For an additional copy of this and any other life-changing CD, please look up the address on your CD. Royal House Chapel International, touching our generation with the power of God. God richly bless you.
Ancient words will guide.